Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. When you first realize you've been lied to for your entire life about race and Jewish power, lied to by your church, by your schools, and by the media, it's a natural overreaction for some of us to start thinking that everything you were ever told was a lie. Pretty soon, some of us are believing every kind of kooky theory under the sun, just because we assume that those who question any established fact are truth seekers, just like us. And that's a huge mistake. Here's an extreme example of what I am talking about. In this case, a video widely distributed on TikTok and other similar platforms. It purports to be from an anti-vaccine activist, and I myself believe that vaccines are highly questionable. But this video also seems to be perfectly formulated to dissuade educated people from ever questioning the wisdom of vaccines, because a rational person might conclude, if substantial numbers of anti-vaccine advocates are as much of a liar or a loon as this woman, better to stay as far away as possible from all of them. I apologize for the small size of the video, but I can't find a higher resolution version. The important part is in the audio, though. I'll embed it so that readers of the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org can see it for themselves. She says,
"Hey guys, I have new followers, so this one's for you. Your DNA is made up of 72,000 genome from your mom, 72,000 genome from your dad, equaling 144,000, God's perfect image, a very prominent number in the Bible. Now, these mRNA jibby jabs have the ability to go into the cell and break through its nucleus and reverse transcribe DNA into your cells. Okay? They are creating cDNA, complementary DNA, which is owned and patentable by these pharmaceutical companies. This mRNA carries instructions, a payload, and it is adding an additional 72,000 genome to your DNA, which would make it 216,000, or 600 3 score and 6, which is 600 times 60 times 6. There's your 666. Now, the initial hokey pokey works as hardware. The secondary hokey pokeys work as software. And the graphene oxide works as a conductor for, you know, these toxic lipid nanoparticles and the nanotechnology to self-assemble into devices. And they are self-assembling into medical devices inside the body that will read your biometric data and also create nanochips that are receiving and outputting information and generating a MAC address. Anyone who has these jibby jabs, you have a MAC address. You show up marked as a network on Bluetooth. You can test this for yourself. They also contain DARPA hydrogels, which form crystalline antenna and move in a fractal manner through your brain, making its way to your pineal gland. That same DARPA hydrogel is on the tip of every PCR test. And when you shove that up to your nose, it breaks the mucosa all the way up the top of your nose where it meets your brain. And the DARPA hydrogel goes into your brain, and it also has a payload. And people who took a PCR test also show up with a MAC address. Now here's the really scary part. All of these structures that have been found in these vials under a microscope, the graphene nanoribbons, the DARPA hydrogels, the self-assembled nanochips, all of that, those same structures are now being found in literally every single kind of injectable that you can think of. The flu shot, heparin, monkeypox, polio, you name it, it's in there. They are creating human hybrids with chimeric DNA. We are in the days of Noah.
The days of Noah. Give me a break. As soon as someone starts talking about magic numbers or Bible verses, you can be pretty damn sure that a huge load of crazy-making nonsense is coming your way. Right at the start of the video, the speaker, I don't know her name, shows she knows nothing about genetics by saying, quote, "Your DNA is made up of 72,000 genome from your mother and 72,000 genome from your father," close quote, which doesn't even make sense grammatically. Humans have one genome, not 72,000 or 144,000. Maybe she means base pairs. If so, she's off by tens of thousands of percent, since we have billions of base pairs in our genome. Does she mean protein-coding genes? If so, she's off by 67%, since there are around 25,000 of those in the human genome. Nowhere in the genetics literature do the numbers 72,000 or 144,000 appear as even an estimate of the number of human genes. It's important to check assertions like this. She also says a lot of other nonsensical things, but I don't have time to discuss them all. It would take days of work. And of course, it's not a sin to know nothing about genetics or grammar or any other topic. No one can know everything. But it is a sin to make important allegations about such fields when you know little or nothing. So you have to ask yourself, why did she make these totally wrong statements? There are only a few possible reasons. One, she's nuts and literally believes the things that she imagines. If so, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe anything she says. Two, she simply wants to attract followers and make money thereby. So, she says things that will get people as excited, outraged, and afraid as possible. Again, if so, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe her. Three, she's paid by some third party to say such things. This, I think, is the most likely explanation. Some possible paymasters could include the pharmaceutical companies, the CIA, the Mossad, or some other three-letter agency or Jewish entity. The goals would be to confuse anti-vaccine people with wild false theories and waste their time and efforts, and also to make anti-vaccine people lose all credibility in the eyes of those who know something about science and genetics. If she is being paid by someone to say these nutty things, then again, it's obvious why we shouldn't believe the things she says. Four, she's simply repeating what some other person has said without checking it. If so, she has just ruined her own credibility when she could have avoided that by doing a half hour's worth of reading. If she did repeat without checking, then once again, it's obvious why we shouldn't use her as a source. Yet, dozens or hundreds of people probably will use her as an authority. After all, she uses big words, so she must know what she's talking about, right? And she quotes from the Bible, so she must be a good person, right? And using her as an authority, they will damage their own credibility. just like the boys down at the agency planned all along. I don't think there is any other possible explanation for this woman's blatant pushing of crazy misinformation, except those four. Pure logic tells us that one of those four must be the real explanation. So, no matter which of the four is true, you can save yourself a lot of time and grief and embarrassment by just unfollowing and ignoring her, whoever she is. A lot of good people tend to get excited when a big TikTok influencer or other person with a following seems to be taking our side. But a lot of what we read or see on such platforms is not what it appears to be at first glance. I think the best policy is to ignore 99% of all viral videos and posts. Many, many of them are fake. Instead, I prefer to stick with known sources whose names I've known for years and who have proven themselves to be knowledgeable and honest over the very long term. Some examples of these would be Hadding Scott, the Institute for Historical Review, and historically, Revelo P. Oliver, and especially Dr. William Pierce, and many, many other good sources that can be found in a search engine I created, which taps into Google's database in a way that cancels out their quote-unquote woke bias. Check it out at flawlesslogic.com. I believe in being very skeptical of all news sources and all amazing and outraging allegations. If such allegations involve a field like, say, genetics or astronomy or history or physics, in which I have limited knowledge, I do some deep reading on the topic in the professional literature before going out on a limb and endorsing or sharing the latest exciting claim. Now, the jibby-jab woman is an extreme example. No educated person could take her seriously, nor even most of the half-educated. But a lot of good people in our dysfunctional society are poorly educated, so she and her kind do real harm. And not all fakers are so obvious or blatant. Some are quite subtle, yet get you to believe and spread quite false, even crazy ideas or untruths. I've been fooled by people who manufactured false quotes. Israel Cohen and the non-existent book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century. The secret speech at the Budapest Conference of Rabbis. Both captured my attention for a moment before I looked more closely. The first one even briefly had Dr. William Pierce convinced. People who make things up like this may think they are helping our cause by convincing more people of the perfidy of the Jewish power structure. But in fact, they hurt us. They cast disrepute on everything we say. They make more and more of the best kind of people, people we need, people who should be joining and helping us, thoughtful people, people who carefully check sources, see us as at best careless and at worst liars. In either case, hoaxers like these quote manufacturers cause the best people to steer clear of us. Exactly what our enemies want. One almost endless, apparently inexhaustible source of crazy-making articles, websites, social media posts, and videos is the Christian identity movement, which is perennially trying to claim that, quote, Today's Jews are not the true Jews, since we are the real Hebrews / Israelites, close quote. All such claims are nonsense, of course, but they are like catnip to some otherwise rational members of our race. The reason such Christians want to make claims like this is because, one, they know that Jews are a lying enemy. For recognizing this truth, they deserve credit. Two, knowing that one is true, if they were logical and reasonable, they would also have to conclude that the Bible was written by a lying enemy, so is probably mostly lies designed to deceive us. Three, but having been raised to believe that the Bible is the Word of God, which it isn't, they simply can't emotionally allow themselves to come to the correct conclusion of two. Four, so they devise a convoluted tale in which some other tribe has impersonated the Jews and calls themselves Jews today. That tale is totally false, but it allows these believers to keep the Bible and continue believing that it was written by supposedly pure and holy true Jews, and not the nasty Jews they see around them every day. They also believe that white people, or some subset of white people, are the true Jews, or biblical Israel, or God's covenant people. They use various terms. Every essential bit of this Christian identity story is fake. The Jews of today, though mixed racially, are the lineal descendants of the Jews who wrote and compiled the Bible. They are not fake Jews or imposters or any such thing. And whites are not, even in the slightest way, true Israel, or anything even remotely like that. All self-styled leaders who try to convince you, using characters like Shem or Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or Esau or the like, are spouting nonsense. Neither Shem, nor Abraham, nor Isaac, nor Jacob, nor Esau, or the like ever existed. As soon as you hear someone referring to such characters as anything but myths, you can safely move on. The speaker is either ignorant or lying. I have spent most of a lifetime studying this issue, and I want my friends to be saved the trouble of going down a years-long or decades-long dead end, which is what Christian identity and all its related sects are. And it's not just Christian identity and sham anti-vaxxers. There are growing numbers of trad Catholics with crazy ideas too, infecting the movement to throw off our misrulers. I have heard some of these literally say that all science is a hoax because it denies the authority of the Church and of God. Not all that different from the irrational statements of fundamentalist Protestants, with some even embracing loony flat earth beliefs. And there are plenty of other nutty theories. There were no planes on 9/11. The Rothschilds are seeding the clouds with chemtrails. It's impossible to send men to the moon, etc., etc. Some of these theories probably authored in CIA or Mossad conference rooms with the specific intent of making us look like fools. In short, stop believing comforting fairy tales. Stop believing crazy things. Don't silently tolerate crazy talk. Use logic and reason and objective observation and the wisdom of our race's greatest men to ascertain the facts of existence. Read the works of William Pierce, Andrew Hamilton, Douglas Mercer, Revelo Oliver, William Simpson, Hadding Scott, David Sims, Thomas Dalton, and others we feature here on National Vanguard and offer in our Cosmotheist bookstore. Learn how a science-based understanding of biological evolution is absolutely necessary if you want to understand our racial problem. Learn how a science-based understanding of cosmic evolution is absolutely necessary in order to understand the true nature of reality and of the divine. Take advantage of the education of a lifetime we offer for free here on nationalvanguard.org. And then, when you have at last gained an understanding of who we are and what we face, join us.